being the parent of like a little kid, I think has gotten a lot harder than when I was raising my daughter. She's 23 now, and man, I got to tell you, the decisions you have to make and the things you have to monitor and protect your children from today has gotten a lot harder. What do you give them that's still entertaining, but also aligns with your values? You know, we've talked about Way FM being a product that you don't have to filter, but like if you got Netflix in your house, you got to have the filter on.
And even Disney Plus, you have the same problem.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, Disney Plus has been disappointing to me as a parent and some of the things they've chose to put on there. And like, you got to watch it, you know? And that's why it's so nice to have something. If I was raising little kids, I would do PureFlix subscription, man, because you've got content on there that you're not having to filter out. And as a parent, I mean, I know we want to be involved in our kids' lives, but sometimes you need to park them in front of the TV and take 10 minutes to yourself. That's why PureFlix is a great option for families. You got family stuff, obviously. They're even dabbling in some drama. Yes, and PureFlix originals. Like, I saw the movie on their Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters, and I have to tell you,
you cried.
I did. There was three times. Not once, three times.
I did.
I wept, and I was moved, and it was a great movie. And I think if I was raising my child now, I think PureFlix would be definitely a part of my family's entertainment plan.
So if you'd like to try PureFlix out, text PURE, that's P-U-R-E, to get your 1 week free trial. Faith and Family Entertainment with no ads on your favorite devices.
Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast. All the things we did not get to during the course of the show today, including yesterday afternoon. I had a little bit of a frustrating afternoon, and so I went to the dump. I'm redoing my deck, and so I went to the dump to throw out a bunch of the wood. And you never know who's going to be working there, and sometimes they're a little surly. Like this guy saw me roll up, and I wasn't dressed like in construction clothes or anything, because I was coming straight from work, and I just don't think he respected me. Like, at the dump, you got to look more dumpy, you know, for them to be like, ah, right on, partner. I'll get in. I'm watching like a couple other like trucks come in, like construction guys, and he's hooting it up and hollering with them and stuff. And so I get there and just doesn't want to be bothered with me. And I'm like, hey, I'm being so nice. And normally, on any other day, that would upset me and I would be frustrated. But for some reason yesterday, I'm like, it's okay. It's not a big deal. We don't have to be best friends. It's okay. I'll get through it. And all I can figure is the only difference is that I had some of Betty's PMS gummies. I was like, I don't feel murdery today.
So you did hear him right. So you can imagine working with Wally on a day where you feel fine.
Can be challenging. Yeah,
it can
exactly.
be challenging in itself. But then put on top of that hormones and just not feeling yourself and complete utter rage.
Yeah.
You need something to help calm you down.
Cause that does get you a little bit like
yeah.
me. And I like for a while I used to, when I was younger, you know, like, okay, women, are you making this up? But then I've been around women my whole life now. Mm-hmm. And then I around Betty, and I know the days cause the way she says things or how she just gets beyond frustrated with something really quickly. And it goes from 0 to 100, like, okay, I know where we're at. you know, so I'm not going to push her today.
So I have these gummies that are supposed to help with keeping your mood yeah. in balance so that hormones fluctuating don't cause you to want to strangle someone.
Correct. And I love that you do that.
So, like Wally was saying, he had a stressful afternoon and he was pretty wound up. And I thought, hey, yeah. you might could use one of these gummies.
Yeah, we had just come off of a meeting that did not go well here, and there was some hurt feelings and some arguments and stuff, and I was still riled up, man. And and Betty's always the peacemaker. Like, that's what her role in life is. Like, mm-hmm. she likes to make everybody
I like
get along.
Peace outside of my world. I like peace inside my world.
Absolutely. And that's a great way to live. It's a great way to be. And it's something that I need, because sometimes, like, an altercation will get me riled up, and I'm like, oh, that was
sometimes.
Fun. I feel alive. That was good. You know.
Whereas you feel alive, I feel dead inside.
Right, exactly. And so we came off of that, and I'm still worked up, and so Betty's like, you need to have one of these. So I tried it. It wasn't great tasting, but wasn't horrible. Like,
no,
and that's
doable.
Not the point.
Yeah, that's the thing. If it really does chill you out, then the taste is doesn't matter, you know, because mm-hmm. it wasn't bad. So I am curious for you, though. Have you been taking these long?
Why?
As I asked the question, I thought, oh, that's not a good question. And I don't know any other way to ask it because you'll be like, why? Have I been crazy? And like, no, I'm just curious. Is this something you've done for a while?
Yes, I've been doing it for maybe the past 2 months.
Oh, okay. So not a long time.
No, but also I just realized after you took one, after you left, that those gummies are outdated.
Oh. Really?
Yeah. So.
So I'm eat them all.
I'm going to have to get some new ones.
Okay. Well, that's good. You know what? I think I believe you could probably expense that because it makes my work life better.
It makes your work life better?
Yes.
It makes your work life better.
You affect me, Rock.
You affect me.
Oh, do you need a gummy? You're getting a little worked up.
No.
Listen, sir. Listen.
Yeah, she's obviously not there yet.
Today is not the day.
Yeah, otherwise I would have had something thrown at my head. Uh-huh. So we're still pretty good. But anyway, yeah, I I'm not sure. Like, I never really know because I'm like that cow in the field person. Like, I don't really look into the depth of why I feel like what I feel or, you know, it is what it is, you know, kind of thing.
I just said it is what it is, you would not be okay with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I said no. I just want to be angry and mad about everything.
Sure, right.
You would have a problem with that.
It is what it is. No, huh?
No, I would understand. No, you would not. No, you would not.
I would understand that.
You would say, well, sometimes we got to buckle up, Buttercup, and we got to put our big girl pants on.
No, I'd be like, don't be mad at me. Like, if you want to be mad at the world, I'm fine with that. Like, I have zero problem with that. I just don't like it when it affects me, you know? And like,
yeah, but if I'm mad in general, then that affects you.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. Yeah, just I guess it depends. The anger is for me. That's my thing. That's my lane. Let me stay in that lane.
Oh, okay.
You just
I
keep
see.
Chewing gummies. Like
I
a
just
champ.
Have to keep chewing gummies to keep myself from swerving into that lane and hitting you head on.
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
No, actually, what I was trying to convey, I wasn't doing a good job. Was I don't know. Like I don't know if I just was in a different headspace where I'd kind of had an altercation earlier and the last thing I wanted was another one with this guy at the thing. Because the funny thing is, I will speak what I think is truth to somebody, especially at work, but I don't enjoy it. It's like I don't revel conflict. I don't even really look for it, honestly. Like it finds me. And so it
says every nine.
Yeah.
No,
it
says every eight.
Yeah. It's not something that I truly enjoy. And so like when I went home in my personal life, the last thing I wanted to do was have another altercation with somebody that day, you know? And so what I don't know is, was I calmer about this guy kind of being dismissive because of the gummies? Like, did it take the edge off? And like, whatever, you know?
The outdated gummies?
Yeah. Or
is it kind of like, you know, they sometimes give
placebos.
Placebos to people to make them think it is something, but it's really nothing.
That's funny. I wonder if that's what that company is doing with the whole gummies.
They're just like lifesavers.
Exactly.
It could be.
And everyone's like, I feel so much better today.
Do you want me to stop taking the lifesavers?
Absolutely not worth the risk.
Okay.
No, not worth the risk.
They should really make gummies like male PMS gummies.
Oh, yeah. I like it. Like, yeah.
I mean, would keep them in business.
Oh, absolutely.
For you.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Every time your mouth opens to do a rant, I'd throw a gummy in there.
Choking on them, yeah.
I feel better now.
I'm prone to a mantrum here and there. So. All right, well, speaking of that, buckle up. No.
Do you need to take a gummy before this?
No, I'm good. It's weird. The United States Coast Guard, they are disenrolling 7 cadets for failing to comply with the military's COVID-19 vaccination mandate.
Ooh.
So now, like, what's so weird is it kept getting put off and things like that. And so then you think, well, COVID has really waned. And so are we done and we're not going to worry about vaccines in the military anymore? But apparently that's not the thing. They had religious exemptions that were denied and they were ordered to leave campus. And they basically walked them to the edge of the campus and were like, bye.
That doesn't seem fair.
No. And one guy was like, I am in the military. I'm here. I have an estranged family situation. I don't have anywhere to go. You know? And he was like, he was blogging about like, I'm living in my car. And so it's just, it's weird that now I would have thought they would have just let it go kind of thing on enforcing the mandate thing, the vaccine. But then you made such an issue of it, you kind of can't. For everyone that had to get it to keep their jobs, you can't disrespect them either by allowing it. It's a real catch-22.
Yeah. I It just seems like a lawsuit waiting to happen to me.
Yeah, it seems like, honestly, at this point, like, because again, we've moved past it. I honestly think they should adopt the Bill Clinton don't ask, don't tell policy, like that they did for gays in the military, and just do it with vaccines. We're not going to ask you. We're not going to tell you what to do. We're not going to ask you. Let's just all do our jobs. Mm. How about we do that now? Mm. And so I feel that's where we're at, because the booster, we were just watching a thing. FDA has approved fall booster shots. And so they're rolling out a new line of boosters, and they're like, if you had one even 2 months ago, you could get it. And if it's been 6 months, it's probably waning. And this is super communicative. I don't know. Communicative would mean it speaks well. Transmittable. Yeah. There's a C word for that. I don't even remember. But anyway, so that's coming up. And so what I'm really curious about is, there are cruise lines, like Disney Cruise Line being one. Before, you used to have to be vaccinated and tested. And so now Disney and a bunch of other cruise lines are going with, if you're vaccinated, you don't have to test anymore to go on a cruise, which is great. Mm-hmm. And if you're unvaccinated, you have to test, but you can also cruise now. And so people are starting to get back to normal. But I'm curious what counts as vaccinated. Like, is having your first shot a year ago, does that count? Or is it only if you have now the third booster that's fully vaccinated? Mm-hmm. So that's what counts. And I don't know. And that will be part of the problem is, again, the communication of all of this, right, and the what feels like random values of it. Mm-hmm. It will be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, because everyone's got a different definition of what fully vaccinated is.
Exactly. I would have thought the first vaccine, you're fully vaccinated, but then they roll out boosters, and now they say vaccinated and boosted.
Yeah.
But is that the new fully vaccinated?
Yeah, if you're like somebody who got one Johnson & Johnson shot, right, like 2 years ago, compared to someone who's been stuck up like 10 times.
That was the crazy thing, too, is they said that one doctor was on like CBS News going, people have asked, well, if I had Pfizer, can I get Moderna? And he was like, actually, mixing and matching, they're showing, is giving a little bit higher efficacy. And he's like, I had Pfizer, I'm going to do Moderna this time. Like, oh, okay, well, that's kind of interesting, because people were really worried about that, too. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, I mean, I guess it helps. I don't even know. I just know my wife will not get another shot. She's vaxxed and I guess double boosted. I guess she did, or maybe we're single boosted. I don't even remember. I don't even remember anymore what we are. But she gets so sick every time for like 3 days. It's like she has it. Every muscle in her body hurts. She aches, fevers. You know, and I'm like, oh my gosh. And she's like, I am not doing this ever again. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting will a lot of people actually take it this time, mm-hmm, or will most people? Because I got to tell you, it feels like life is back to normal around us.
Mm-hmm. I can't think of the last time I wore a mask.
No.
Or COVID,
or thought about it.
Yeah. Or anything like that. I don't know where any of them are in the house. I don't think it's straight up affected anything I've done.
No.
Probably since wearing a mask maybe on a flight last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have masks still in my bag just in case I'm traveling and I need it. But Marty did like a doctor appointment the other day, and they had her have to put a mask on to go in the doctor's.
Really?
Still. Yeah. It's so crazy to me that like that's like the only place. You can strap yourself in a tube full of people on an airplane, and like everyone's like, nah, don't worry about it. But you go to a doctor's thing office where everything's clean, you know, and it's
I guess
like,
they
nope.
just want to keep everything as clean as possible. Yeah.
But for how long? Like when do they stop? Is that the new norm for the
Could
rest
be.
Of your life? You every time you go to doctor's office, you have to wear a mask now. That
Could
would be that'd be crazy. So anyway, all right. What do you got, Lady Rock?
Well, there are a list of songs put together of the most misheard lyrics.
Okay.
So the top number one song is by Metallica, and it's called Enter Sandman.
Oh yeah, I know. I don't know how people misunderstand these lyrics. Like, how is that possible?
Well, so this is what I want to do. I've taken the first verse and the second verse, and I want you to listen to it and then tell me what you think he says.
Of the verse. Okay.
So yeah. So let's start with verse one.
Okay. Say your prayers and so on. Don't forget my son to include everyone. I need to, it's just a memory thing, just forgetting. Say your prayers, little one. Don't forget my son, to include everyone. I forget the lyrics.
Tuck you in.
I tuck you in.
Till he come in.
I just can't remember the words.
I tuck you in.
Keep you free from sin. Till the Sandman he comes. I probably should sing it with it.
I tuck you in, warm within. Okay. Keep you free from sin. Till the Sandman he comes.
The warm within I didn't get.
Yeah.
No, and that's one I don't. That's a line I don't know.
Okay, so next, with this first two, I'll let you hear it the first time.
Okay.
Then we're going to play it again and you sing with it.
Okay, that's a good idea. Thank you. Something's wrong, something. I could see, now I'm starting to see, there's a line or two in there I missed. So here we go. Something's wrong.
You want to start over?
No. Something's wrong. Something light. Heavy thoughts tonight. Heavy thoughts tonight. Dreams of war. Dreams of lies. Dreams of dragons. Fire. Anything that will bite. Dreams of war, dreams of fire, dreams of dragons, fire, anything that will bite.
Okay.
Okay, what'd I get wrong?
A lot
of it? Okay.
Something's wrong, shut the light, heavy thoughts tonight.
I got heavy thoughts tonight.
And they aren't of Snow White.
Oh, I never knew that.
Dreams of war, dreams of liars, dreams of dragons, fire, and of things that will bite.
Okay, I got that part, but the Snow White, I've never heard that.
That song is the top misheard song, according to this list.
Wow.
It made number one.
What else was on there? I'm just curious.
Let's see. What else was on there? Some of them we don't know. It Smells Like Teen Spirit, Nirvana.
Oh, sure.
It's a sassy. Yeah.
I'm contagious. I feel stupid and contagious. Yeah. That's one of my favorite rock lines ever. I feel stupid and contagious. That's so funny.
I Want to Hold Your Hand by the Beatles.
Really? I want to hold your hand.
They might be talking about the verse.
I want to hold your hand. Yeah.
Yeah. In the Club by 50 Cent.
Oh, yeah. Everybody knows half a line of that one.
Yeah. We've got Forget You by CeeLo Green.
Oh, yeah. That's one they had to change.
Yep. then other ones by Iggy Azalea, Missy Elliott, Ariana Grande, and
I don't
Drake.
I don't know anything by any of them. I just Lizzo is somebody that I know. That's an interesting thing. Lizzo's rap made it big on TikTok. Everybody was doing dances to it from one of her songs. That's the only part of any Lizzo song I could ever even tell you. I don't know anything else from her.
Well, you're probably one of many.
Or Ariana Grande. Yeah, I don't follow any of that. Not that it's bad, I guess. Well, I don't know. I don't follow it. It's probably bad.
Birthdays? Okay.
Yes.
The first one is Naomi to her daughter Juliet. Happy birthday, Juliet. She's turning 1 year old.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, the big
she
one.
She has one.
The big 01.
She has one tiny tooth that just poked out and is almost walking.
Oh, that's adorable.
Her red hair and tongue out face delights
I
everyone.
I always forget what age kids did things. Because I've raised a daughter, but if you told me what age did she walk, I'd be like, 8? 9? I forget when things happened, So at 1 years old, she's walking almost.
Yep.
That's
mm-hmm.
pretty good.
Megan, she's celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday, Megan, said, I'm turning 27 years old. I'm a full-time mom of 3 and a full-time student. Every day I say, Alexa, play Way FM. Yeah. And Alexa plays the Wally Show. Oh, and Alexa, play the Wally Show podcast.
Nice.
Well, thank you so much, Megan. She has a question that's more for Gavin.
Okay.
Cool.
So, Gavin, which Hogwarts house would you be in, and where do you think Wally and Betty Rock would be sorted?
Oh, before you answer, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Are there 3 houses?
No.
2 houses?
No.
5?
No.
4?
Yes.
Okay. There's
well, you got
Slytherin.
There. Yeah.
And what's the other one? Not Dumbledore.
What are the other 3?
Yeah.
There's something Hufflepuff.
Hufflepuff?
Those are the only 2 I know.
Okay.
Slytherin and Hufflepuff.
Then there's Gryffindor.
Okay, I know that one.
That's Harry Potter's house. And then there's Ravenclaw.
Okay, I've heard of that.
Non-consequential.
Now, what determines which house you're going to go to?
They usually base it on personality type. So it's just a nerd's personality you know, type quiz.
So what does each one typically...
It's one of those things
I think Hufflepuff is like the goofy one.
Hufflepuff is more for people who are like book smart and want to be educated and go down that route. Gryffindor.
So that would be neither one of
that
us.
Would, nope, yeah, neither one of us
wasn't thinking about that
Ravenclaw?
One. Ravenclaw is in the same vein of being smart, but it's more like you would probably put more of your like introverted... like quieter kids into Ravenclaw who are like more studious. Hufflepuff is more along the lines of smart, but also like loves everybody. Mm. It's like super chill, super fun.
Tough, because right now we're not really finding a place for either of us.
No, but then you land in Gryffindor, and that would be your place for the courageous, the brave, the strong-willed, the strong-hearted.
I love Gryffindor.
The reckless.
Yes.
The
dumb, angry.
The dumb winners, for sure.
That's where Harry Potter goes?
That's Harry Potter.
Oh, my goodness.
And then
great.
You get to Slytherin, which is your house for the ambitious, cunning... deceitful.
Betty.
Wally.
Betty Rock.
People. Wally.
You. Yes.
Wally.
I would put you in Slytherin, probably.
Oh, really?
You're a Slytherin Gryffindor combo,
hybrid,
per se.
Yeah.
That would be up for
contention. I'm definitely Machiavellian.
Yeah.
I definitely can manipulate situations to have the outcome that I want. That's how you get ahead. It's like, you know, well, no, you look, Betty looks terrified.
No, I'm just taking it in.
You look terrified. But the whole idea of getting to where you want to go, you know, in life is you're going to run into people that don't want you to get there. And so you have to figure out your way through them, with them, or around them, you know, and you have to navigate that, and sometimes...
But in a kind manner.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you have to be... Yeah. Like, everyone thinks of Machiavellian as being this horrible thing.
Oh, yeah.
We manipulate people all day, every day. Everybody does, because you're trying to get your way on something. So when you go to the store and somebody's not being kind to you, you might be extra kind to them to try and get something more from them or get better service from them.
That's how marriage works.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Classic Slytherin.
Yeah.
I put you there, though, because I know if I take the quiz and I do all these other things.
There's a quiz?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
What are you?
Come on. I'm a Slytherin as well.
What?
Just in the sense that, like...
Interesting.
It's one of those things that at the end of the day, sometimes I realize that I personally don't feel a lot of emotion for, like, a lot of people in terms of, like, I...
Interesting.
I truly sometimes don't care what... people are
really?
Totally going
because you
through.
Seem you that's really interesting
exactly.
Because you seem different, so you put on a different
it's a little like it's not a total facade, like I do care per se, but it doesn't affect me, it doesn't like
right
cut
like
me
some
down
people
in
are,
any way.
Some people are empaths, like my daughter. If you tell my daughter you have a problem, she takes it on and it's her problem now and she feels the full weight of it, whereas me, I can separate that and go, man, that's hard. Like I get, like we had a friend that's son got hurt really badly and I was like, oh my goodness, like I felt for what he was going through. But you're right, it didn't, like people that go, I thought about it every day, I thought about it every minute. I'm like, really?
And like some people, know, like, are just like straight up emotional and they turn to prayer in this like really quick way. And I think that that's a great thing. And that's just how some people react. I'm with you that I do think it stinks. I hope he gets better. I want to do what I can to help in those situations, but I don't feel an emotion per se.
Sure.
That's too strong for it. In the moment, it's like, oh, that's brutal. But I don't feel this like strong emotion. It doesn't affect my day at all.
I think the way we're wired some ways too is different things do affect us. Even like, okay, so Enneagram 8 and you go, oh, you guys are just cold or whatever. But the reality is there are certain things that I'm super passionate about, like the disenfranchised or, you know, kids that are left behind and forgotten and poor kids. Like that to me will make me well up and cry and I want to defend that. And we spent years raising money for, you know, organizations like Compassion and, you know, or Bloodwater, you know, doing wells and stuff like that. Cure International, like all of that stuff breaks my heart. And so that's my, in addiction, like those are my things I feel for people. But then other people, things that they go through, it doesn't connect with me.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, I get it. I get it, but I'm not like, you know, so I think everybody's wired differently for what they connect with. And I think that's good because then you all find a place to serve somebody, because ultimately that's what we need to be doing in addition to serving ourselves.
An effective machine is made up of like different parts. You can't make something with a bunch of different of the same thing.
Right.
What, based on all those descriptions of houses though, Betty, where did you think you lined up? Because I...
Honestly, I tuned out after the second one.
Dang it. What's the house for that?
Come on.
What's the house for complacency? What's the house for not giving a rip about anything you say?
I'll put you in Hufflepuff.
Okay.
Because like you're really good at caring for your friends and for being a good person.
Thank you.
But like there's probably still some Slytherin in you.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Of course.
We all have it.
Betty has done a masterful job. You could teach a college class on fooling people. Like you should teach a master class on how to have the world think this one thing of you and then show
Listen.
Like then teach who you really are.
Listen, I think anyone who found themselves in my spot would be how have you kept your mind straight this whole time, 15 years in? And I'd say God's grace
you
is
have
all I can say.
Somehow,
glory to God that I can stand here today and still have conversations.
You've written a narrative that I pick on you, and people do not realize that you are. No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Because just if I played the victim all the time, and I was just like, "Oh, well, he's
don't
mean to feeling," I couldn't do that.
Right.
I wouldn't earn her respect.
Absolutely not.
So instead, I have to stand up to you. And I have to do what
I want
to do.
What is funny, though, is that sometimes your guard is so high. Like, I have actually complimented her, and she'd be like, yeah, right. I'm like, no, that was a compliment. Oh, thank you. Your guard is so high.
Can you blame me?
I can now.
No, you can't, because there are so many times where you say
things
because you're trying to get what you want from me. So you'll sit there with that stupid grin on your face that says,
I'm trying something stupid. 5 years ago, I could not blame you. 5 years ago, I get it. You had to be on guard because I was like I was always pranking you and just like totally keeping you on edge all the time. Like, I get it. But our relationship has morphed, you know? Like, the other day, I took Tommy, the Tomagotchi,
Tomothy.
I know his name. I took Tomothy while you weren't watching and just as a joke. And then it was like, okay, joke over. And I gave it like right back to you. Back in the day, there would have been ransom notes. He would have been hidden in a roof somewhere, maybe buried, you know, and it would have been like a week long thing.
Which is what I still expect.
Right. Exactly. But it was like, oh, here's your thing back. And it's like, I need to start getting points.
You know what? I'm sorry that I'm broken because of all that you've done to me. You're right. It's my problem.
I accept your apology. Thank you. That's all I wanted to hear. So thank you very much. That's growth. That's growth for you.
Okay. All right. As always, thanks for being a potty.